This is an excerpt of an association address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It's from her association address of 1945. The title of this section is Body, the Embodiment of Ideas. Dr. Lyman Powell, in his book, A Life-Size Portrait of Mary Baker Eddy, makes a remarkable statement. It is so fundamental that every student of Christian Science should understand and practice it when considering the so-called human or material body. Dr. Powell says, quote, "Things are not what they seem. They are figures of the true. If our faith were but more simple, we should see them as they are, expressions of the divine in forms we call material." Close quote. So-called material things are never entities, never existing things. They are figures or symbols standing for true values or for divine ideas, just as the figure or symbol 2 stands for an unchanging value in mathematics, or the note or symbol do stands for an eternal tone in music. As students of Christian Science, we understand that these figures or symbols that seem to constitute man or body are not the way false sense or educated belief is interpreting them. Everything that constitutes man or body is as it is in truth, expressions or forms of the divine. In music or mathematics, we use the figure or the symbol, but all the time we are considering the value or true idea. Likewise, we use the symbols or figures that false sense says constitutes man or body, but all the time we are considering the eternal verities or divine ideas just at hand. There is a woeful lack of understanding among Christian Scientists in regard to their present body. This lack of understanding of our body keeps us from showing forth better bodies. If we wish to heal quickly and permanently, as Jesus did, we must understand our present body as body is. And it is equally essential that we practice this understanding in order to give to the world the true sense of body that Jesus had. In the practice of Christian Science, we spend much time in gaining a true sense of body. With the revelation of Christian Science, we began to consider the body from a metaphysical standpoint, or from a state of mind somewhat illumined with the facts of divine science. From the standpoint of metaphysics, we do not deny our body because it seems material to us, but we do deny our human material sense of body. We keep our body, and we understand and affirm that our body is an eternal verity, intact here and now, as it is in truth, the one eternal body, the forever embodiment of divine ideas. The false appearance of false material sense that we call body is not body at all, but is a misconception of the one eternal body at hand. How many of us are willing to be absent from this limited material sense that we call body, and to be present with the true sense of body that is spiritual, painless, harmonious, mind-governed, and mind-sustained. Christian Science came to this age to restore to us our rightful heritage, a divine sense of body. Christian Science does not take away our body, but it gives us a divine sense of body. It restores to us our heritage of divine embodiment, which was the sense of body that Jesus had. It is right to expect that those of us who earnestly study and strive to apply the teachings of Christian Science should show forth the effects of this effort in better bodies, bodies exempt, in a measure, from age and decay. Why are we so slow in showing forth better bodies? It is because we deal with the misconception of our present body. We deal with the figures or symbols as though they were body, and fail to consider the true character of our body, the embodiment of divine ideas at hand. We fail to demonstrate a more perfect sense of body because we do not understand body as body really is. To the sense of the disciples, Jesus' body was material, but Jesus had the true understanding of his body. He said, quote, "Spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have," close quote. Jesus understood that he lived in mind or soul, and this understanding gave him flesh and bones that were not material, but divine ideas. This understanding of body as the embodiment of divine ideas enabled Jesus to demonstrate over sin, sickness, and death.